Joseph Fair, let me quote from your column. It's so well put. You write, if there is one organization you would think would stand tall when the nation is confronted with the arrogant lawlessness and unrepentant immorality of Bill Clinton, you would think the Christian Coalition would be that group. Instead, Pat Robertson caved to the fleeting winds of conventional wisdom. He listened to the pundits instead of his own good book, capital G, capital B, clearly referencing there the Bible. He did the politic thing rather than the constitutional thing. Bad move. Shame on you, Pat. Not good.
Yeah. Hey, that sounds pretty good. Did I write that? I couldn't say it better myself.
What response, Joseph Farah, did you get to that column on WorldNetDaily.com, your award-winning internet newspaper site, when you challenged Pat Robertson for basically giving in?
Oh, that's interesting, because, you know, we have a lot of conservative Christians reading our site, and I was a little concerned because, you know, in the past, some people have thought that I've, you know, been too critical of this personality or that personality. Overwhelmingly, and I'm talking about, I heard from Christian Coalition members, many, many dozens of them, they were overwhelmingly supportive